Saturday and Monday through Friday, whatever that is.
So right now we have Monday through Friday staff. We have two full-time staff that are still working Sunday through Thursday. And then we have staff working Tuesday through Saturday. So that's what it kind of looks like.
And is that rotating?
It does not rotate.
Okay, so that was their choice.
Correct. So when we move to have half of our staff Sunday through Thursday, staff made the request if they wanted to stay on its Tuesday through Saturday or change, and actually half of the staff elected to go to Saturday through Thursday. And there are still staff that want to stay on a Sunday through Thursday schedule. So. And then, so for instance, why we only have one early closure is the other holidays. So any holiday that falls on a Monday, we close at 4 o'clock anyway on Sunday, so we don't need to do an early closure that day. Yep, you can make any recommendations to this calendar that you want. You can leave it this way.
You can change it later.
You can change it.
So is there any discussion as to changes that you think should be made for this? Or could be made for this? If not, then I would entertain it.
CMS long weekend kind of wasted in February.
So the 17th and 18th, that is the reason we specifically chose those days is it's the Google Apps for Education Summit at the high school where they bring in people from Google to teach on all of those topics. And I don't know if Natalie participated in it last year, correct, with the school district?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we use internally here is Google Apps for Work. Which includes calendaring, Google Drive, and so it would be very beneficial for our staff to attend that training. It does happen to fall on that holiday weekend, but it is very expensive to bring Google Apps to your community if you do not attend someone else's training.
Right.
Riding on their coattails.
Makes sense.
Well, I make a motion to approve the 2017 calendar with dates as noted.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Moving on to item six, the Library Director Administrative Reports.
Okay, so continuing on with the pie charts that you have in the front of each of your budgeted items. Your first item, again, this is the library funding revenue. So these are the funds that we have that we can expend. Generally, it does not change unless we've received another grant or we've received additional funding from the Friends of the Library or in the KIF fund. So that's what you'll see there. The next page, which is page 20, this is our expenditures to date. And we are ...33% of the year lapsed, and we are 31% spent in our budget. Then if you turn the next page, then you'll see, page 21, these are our city funds, our 101 general funds, and you'll see the expenditures here. We still have not spent in some of our line items, which is usually normal for some of those line items, such as facility contract and office equipment rental. Depending on how we have those, sometimes those are quarterly charges as well. And so those would be coming through. What you're seeing here, it says October. I did not update that to November, but this is a November funding sheet here. The city only has expenditures at this point in time through September, based on when I was able to run the reports. So all the P cards, all those charges were cleared through September. A couple days after this was done, it was cleared through October, but we won't see November's hit until later. We just submitted our November P card, or October P cards for the city. So it is, we are always a little bit behind in the expenditures in the city budget. So are there any questions on the city budget? Okay. So our gift fund, what you'll see here is I've broken it out to Friends funding, which is in the gift fund, as well as the gift funds that are in the gift fund and the expenses in both of those. You'll see those in separate pie charts as well. Are there any questions specifically here? One item that you will see has not hit is under the gift fund funds, the money that was approved for the back room that did come in under what was budgeted. And so that will be hitting soon. It should be kind of now, because that final check was cut. The back room project is complete, but you'll see it expended already in the Friends funding because that was the first payment that we made towards the project. Are there any questions here? Okay, so moving on to page 33. These are our grant fund expenditures. So these are our expenditures for the summer reading program, our Bully Free Zone. If you saw online or in the paper, the Think Kindness program that happened over at the community center was a great big hit. You'll see a poster behind you that has Think Kindness sticky notes from all of our teens. We have those up in the library, and those will be going to other city departments if they haven't already. And I encourage you guys to take a post-it and put a word or two that tells what kindness means to you. So that was part of that program. They don't use the word bullying because it's a negative connotation, and they use the Think Kindness to get students, middle schoolers, thinking about being kind, being generous versus bullying and being a negative. So it was a great program. I hope we can have him back again. He is from Reno, so he's pretty local to us. We then had mobile makerspace charges as well. And if you walked in after Diane parked the van right in front of the library, you will see the wrap that is now on the van for the mobile makerspace. Vital Signs did that wrap for us, and it turned out really, really, really nice.
Actually. It looks great.
So we're excited about that project. Is there any questions in the grant funding? Okay. So then the last item you'll see here, this was the budget request that was put forward to the Friends of the Library. And that goes in front of their budget committee, goes in front of their executive committee, and then it goes in front of the membership in January for approval, possible modification, etc. So just so you're aware, that is what has been requested from the Friends for January through June of 2017 and July through December 2017, as they are on a calendar year for their fiscal year. I have a couple things to say, but I'm going to say them with some of the other reports that are in here, as we do have two of our managers who are not here today, so I will be giving their summary. reports.
Sure. All right, moving on to item 7, the other administrative reports, starting with the grants administration update.
This is Diane Baker for the grants for administration, and it's a really short report since we've just seen you not too long ago. The main thing is we do have the physical, actual, not just a picture of the mobile makerspace van that's outside. It was a few days later than we expected, but we think it came out fabulous, and it's going to be used for our project, of course, and I was just speaking with Natalie of different ways that, you know, we could potentially take it out to other events to definitely promote the maker movement that we're doing with this project and moving on into other projects. But so that's all I have for you today. Any questions? All right, thanks.
Moving on to item B, our creative learning update.
Natalie Wood, Creative Learning Manager for the Creative Learning Department. Our first item that I have for our report is Oprah the Owl, patchwork giraffe in the picture. Do you guys have it black and white, or do you have it in color? Okay, so you get the good picture. Mine looks horrible. You can't even see it. Oprah had her debut at the Nevada Day Parade. She was loved. The kids absolutely loved her. They were all over her. She went to the wine walk as well. She got into fun there as well. So she's just going to be a new way to go out and just engage with the community and promote the library at different events. Story Songs with the Nevada Arts Council residents Mark Vollmer and Jim Eaglesmith, they'll be here this Saturday. They were able to establish or secure a grant through the Nevada Arts Council to come and do an hour presentation to teach Nevada cultural history through songs and play with the kids. We're hoping to get a good turnout for that this Saturday, and the kids will actually get to make their own shaker and go home with a little shaker. And then the American Library Association, their conference in June, they have a video roundtable, and we submitted an application to present at that. And they accepted, and they want us to present with another library, the Acton Indian Community Library in Arizona, about video productions within libraries and what we do. So our presentation would be on our PSAs and our relationship with the school district, and theirs would be on the video productions that they would be doing with their students in their community. So that is to just highlight what we're doing with video productions with another library at that conference. And so we're looking forward to doing that and going in June and sending a few staff.
And that is a national level recognition for that project.
Any questions on any of these? We had turkey bingo last night, and it went really well. Pretty much, and I'm bringing it up, it's not here. I'm bringing it up because I would like to do a ham bingo around Easter. I just think that was a great opportunity. We had a really good turnout. It was engaging, and I think the Friends of the Library could actually benefit from it to get memberships and donations too. That was just one we had last night that went really well. And it was a partnership with the Senior Center. They actually came over and did the bingo and really liked it and want to do more of it. She's all about doing bingo all over the community and just being part of the community, doing outreach and providing opportunities. So it was a fun little partnership with them, and donations from a lot of stores for the turkeys. We gave out 5 turkeys and gift cards that Sino donated and some 3D printed. So that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, moving on to our access services update.
Okay, so Kathy could not be with us today due to a family emergency, but everything is okay. One of the things that she has on here is tracking materials for problems, and you'll see a kind of a card here. That card is laminated, and then we use a wet erase to write on that card so then we can reuse it. And that way, when a material, like let's say it's a broken binding, but it's not quite obvious, goes to a volunteer for repair, that volunteer then knows what to do with that item. And it makes it more efficient, and it eliminates going through multiple people to determine what is wrong with that item. So that's one of the items she has here. We then also have providing patrons with movies. So one of the things that we are used a lot for is for the entertainment, for that cultural aspect of our community. And we generally are very on top of and have the latest releases when they come out. As you can see here, we have a Blu-ray and three DVD copies of Star Trek Beyond, which came out on November 1st, so not that long ago. And then we will also be showing that at a movie night on November 30th.
Because it's their 50th anniversary and it's our 50th
anniversary. Okay, so that's, yes.
Okay, so with the tracking form, the patron, the borrower is notified?
So
if there's a problem with a damaged item returned?
Correct.
Do they get a bill? Do they like fix it or replace it or anything?
So they get notified first by us. We call them and say, hey,
there's chocolate.
Yeah, you,
the
dog ate your book or something happened. And then sometimes we leave a message. Sometimes we can't make verbal connection with them. And then, yes, they're charged on their account and they receive a bill in the mail saying that they need to replace that or pay to replace that item. We don't charge late fees, but we do charge for damaged items that cannot be replaced. All of the items that would go onto that shelf are items that are beyond repair or a significant cost to repair for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So are people pretty good at paying the replacement fee? Or?
Most of the time they are.
Right.
Yeah. We've used the audiobooks from the discs.
Yes.
Sometimes, I don't know if they're damaged or if they're just dirty. We've reported, and I don't know whatever happens to, a follow-up.
So we clean them, and we also have a disc cleaner that will clean scratches off of them. We generally do not charge a patron for scratches on a disc because we can't really identify who maybe made those scratches at some point in time. If there's a gouge in it, that is a different story, and our staff will evaluate that for charging a patron. But they do get cleaned. We have a volunteer who comes in and cleans them and also does the disc repair to them. We have a disc repair machine. And then, they wear out. So once they do, we then replace it. That's also why we buy playaways, because they're easier to not damage. And so they're more durable. They can be circulated more. Because also with an audiobook that's, 10 CDs or 10 discs thick, that going in and out of book drops and in and out of our RFID is... They do it. But that can damage them as well. We do try to put those in heavy duty cases, but those heavy duty cases sometimes cost as much as the audiobook. So.
Thank you. Moving on to collection development.
Okay, I will be also reporting for Amy. Amy is on vacation at this moment, I believe in New York City. So good for her. And what she's done is she's initiated what she's called staff picks on Facebook. And so staff has submitted to her a book that they like. And sometimes we include a summary, sometimes we don't. But then she will find a review on that book and post that on Facebook for our Facebook community to take a look at. Now we're looking at also including that on our website and finding a way that we can put that there as well so that our patrons can kind of see what we're reading, and if they have an interest, they can pursue those items as well. We are then working also with Creative Learning to put up collections that are specific to things going on in the library. So for instance, here you're going to see that there's items from our collection that can be checked out, and it was during the Think Kindness event, and so those are related to anti-bullying, bully children who've come back from bullying, inspirational books and materials that we have in the library that patrons can then take a look at and check out.
finally, the youth liaison board of trustees.
I don't know why I looked at Greg, so I didn't want this person. Okay, Teen Leadership Council and Teen Advisory Board. October's meeting, Ronnie Hanneman came for the Silver and Stars annual art contest that they did, and the students helped judge those submissions that they had, the art submissions. The kids had a great time with that. And had a great time there. The next one, I just have to give these kids credit. They come to all our events and they help out with everything. They were at the Think Kindness. They were there playfully and also helpfully. You know, when it's down, they get a little more playful, but they were there helping out. We had, I think, 8 helping that night, 3 of which were actually part of teen leadership or TAB, but interested in participating, so we're getting more regularly coming. The next meeting is on December 7th. We have more events for them coming up to help out with that. We also are working with partnership with the new e-group, the new entrepreneurs group, to get them into that group and coordinating with them a little bit more to learn some skills outside of the library through their connection with the library. December, the big event we have is Make Your Own Gingerbread, which we have a lot of volunteers helping out with that. So they're just here all the time helping out. We're gaining more every time with the PSAs. We have more kids in here, so more opportunity for kids to hang out and volunteer. Any questions?
I'm going to add one thing to that report, too. So it was actually brought to my attention from a community member here in Carson, but did any of you guys read the article that she spoke about that Ronnie wrote? It was in the appeal, and it was one of the items that came up was the oldest building in Carson City, which now the name is escaping me. Someone help me out here. Jack's Bar. And the kids here just showed a lot of interest in making sure that that building doesn't go away.
Yeah.
They think it's really important for that to stay in this community. And there has actually been, from that article and from these kids bringing this up, community interest in starting a nonprofit to work with the owners of that property to try and potentially restore it or create a capital campaign in this community to restore it. So these kids initiated this. I think that's really, really awesome.
They just want that picture of your parks.
Well, the actual limestone was from the quarry from Carson City. So
from the prison.
From it, so it has some really historic value in it.
Those kids weren't even born when Brown asked us.
But I think, and you know, and they were in the paper, you know, showing how much they support Carson City, and I think that's a really good thing to see from our youth in this community. So, and
yeah,
it happened to come from the ones here.
Article, yeah.
So.
Very cool.
With that, we can move on to item 8, board member announcements and requests for information. Did anybody have any announcements or advice?
I just have one thing to add to what I told you earlier about the friends and their activity.
Mm-hmm.
We're also pushing the Pedal Library at the New Year's Eve party, telling everybody that's where our funds that we raise are going to go, is to purchase that. We're showing them pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy's passing those around to I also. So hopefully there will be some businesses that will get excited about it and say, oh, maybe we could get them to come to our business or whatever, you know, and spend a lot of money to help us pay for it.
And CCBB is working with us to partner on that project as well. The Visitors Bureau?
The Bikesmith is going to be our partner for the bike part, and they recommended getting in touch with Muscle Power to get them partnering with this. So, so whatever you have, let's share and
okay,
get them.
Anybody else? In that case, we'll move on to item 9, public comment. If any members of the public wish to address the library board, they can come forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 10, adjournment.
Oh.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So,
is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right.
us.